This past week, we saw another school shooting. This time, a 15-year-old opened fire at the high school in Oxford, Michigan, which is near Detroit. Shooter used a handgun. His father had bought 4 days earlier, which, by the way, the boy posed with on social media. The day of the shooting, the boy had displayed behavior which concerned teachers, so much so they sat him down in the office to deal with it 2 times. The boy's parents were also brought into those meetings each time the boy was told to go back to class. Yeah, that worked out well, didn't it? So once again, we have an aftermath of dead and wounded because preventative action was not taken. Why and how so much of this tragedy happened will be the obvious priorities of the investigation. Meanwhile, the shooter is facing a number of charges, and his parents may also find themselves facing charges for not securing the gun, so the kid could not get to it. Like I said, he posed with it on social media. And while most would cheer the parents included in the responsibility umbrella, there are some who call that, of course, an attempt to cancel the Second Amendment. Let me remind those people about something. Rights bring responsibilities with them. If you think the Second Amendment is an absolute, tell you what, get convicted of domestic violence and see how long you get to keep your guns. Law enforcement officials in Oxford during the aftermath made a pretty valid point. We have enough gun laws on the books. The dangers and the deaths are a result of those laws not being enforced. Someone acting as a threat is plea bargained down to a misdemeanor disorderly conduct only to repeat and become a larger and larger danger. As far as school security is concerned, there's armed security, but no. Too many say they don't want guns in their child's school. They'll tell that to these domestic terrorists shooting up our schools and their children. Metal detectors, security wands? No, no. Got others who don't want the school to make their child feel like they're in prison. When kids are encouraged to say something when they see a danger developing with a schoolmate, the response is, no, I don't want to do that. I'll lose all my friends on Instagram for being a snitch. A school shooter knows way ahead of time what they want to do and how they're going to do it. The school staff also needs to know what to do quickly as a response to what's, for them at least, a sudden threat.